Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
The late, great godfather of soul, bring this back, ladies and gentlemen. The late, great James Brown.
So good.
Still miss him, but we still have his music, so he's still here. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That'll be me one of these days. When I'm long gone, you'll still be able to go back and listen to the archives of our show. And me and James, you'll have... Yeah, anyway, welcome back. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to all the things you can do there. Lots of stuff to help you with your business, including the newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon if you tell us how to get it to you, which all we need there is your email address. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage, and then lots and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bob Fisher, Robert J. Fisher is our guest. He's the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. He's a certified financial planner. We're talking about five reasons why you should not listen to Wall Street experts, and this is actually an e-book, isn't it, Bob?
It is.
It's a companion to your Naked Portfolio Manager book, and if you'll tell us how to get there, if I understand it correctly, they can go there and download the book for free, the ebook for free.
Absolutely. If you go to the website www.changethis.com, and then in the search window, just put a little word in there. Put the word naked in there.
All right.
It pops up, and you can download it for free.
All right.
And share it with your friends.
Changethis.com and type naked in the search bar and download the free ebook, folks. It's about 30 pages, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, the title is Let's Get Naked: Why Individual Investors Should Shed the Clothes of Wall Street Experts.
Yeah, and point out that, point out that Wall Street is the emperor with no clothes. Okay, so you told us one of three things. Repeat the first one and tell us what we're talking about here.
Well, one of the first rules is to rebalance your portfolio on a periodic basis. Now here, you know, this is a very, very simple thing. You've probably never, ever heard a Wall Street expert say anything about this. But here's the thing, and I give this example in the ebook, so you can see the data right there. But if you had just rebalanced, let's say, the S&P 500 on an annual basis, that very active rebalancing would have increased your return by 34% over the return of the S&P 500 over that 20-year period. 34% increase in your annual return just by rebalancing. And see, Jim, the most amazing thing about that is you don't need to know which stocks are going to go up. You don't know which stocks are going to go down. You don't need to know that. You don't have to listen to the Jim Cramer or any
right.
Wall Street experts.
Right.
You just follow that mathematical formula.
Well, see, right now, I think a lot of people are very, very gun-shy of the stock market. Am I correct about that?
Well, a lot of people are gun shy of the stock market, but you don't need to be, because if you follow sound discipline rules, you can protect your portfolio, so you have fewer stocks when stocks are vulnerable, and you can have more stocks when they're poised to do well.
So I've had the attitude that the small investor has no chance on Wall Street, and you're saying take that advantage away from them and put it and give it to yourself. Play in their game, but don't play by their rules.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, Wall Street's rules. I remember the old E.F. Hutton commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. Well, the whole idea is that, hey, listen to our experts and you'll do great. Listen to our experts and you'll do great. You look
right.
at any Wall Street advertisement, that's the message.
Right.
But it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Now,
it has not worked for individual investors for the last 20 years.
Tell us what your experience has been with using your Naked Portfolio system. How much better have your clients done than, say, the Wall Street folks would have done?
Well, the average return of individual investors over the last 20 years, according to Morningstar, in mutual funds, according to Dalbar, not according to Morningstar, is 3.17%.
Wow.
And that's before taxes.
20 years before tax. Wow.
Yeah. Now, following Naked Strategies, people can...
Inflation has probably averaged more than that over the last 20 years.
On an after-tax basis, they're barely keeping up with inflation.
Yeah. Is that net of load, net of the expenses?
That's net of expenses.
Okay. All right. So
3.17%.
That's not very good. That proves my point. So how do we fix that?
Well, I think you fix that because you abandon the method of following Wall Street guidance, and what you do is you follow a simple set of rules that are designed to get more of your money into the market when stocks are likely to do better, and to have less money in the market when stocks are likely to not do so well. And that's the third rule in the ebook,
mm-hmm.
where I explain how you can use the historic numbers. Information is readily available on the internet, and just say, okay, now, you know, because stocks are vulnerable now, I want to reduce the amount that's in stocks. Okay, stocks are poised to do well now, I want to increase my weighting. But see, that's the exact opposite of what people will do,
mm-hmm.
listening to the media, because there'll be all those talking heads on, and you know, when the market's bubbly and hot and everything, it'll be just like, you know, just like the, you know, Money Magazine in March of 2000,
right.
You know, had, you know, buy tech stocks now, and
right.
Smart Money didn't all, they all had that. They all
mm-hmm.
got it wrong.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I like this idea of taking the emotion and the schizophrenia out of investing, because, and I can see where what you're talking about would appeal to a lot of Main Street folks. Because I don't trust Wall Street. I do, let me say it again in case you're unclear, folks. I do not trust Wall Street. Wall Street is not a friend of Main Street, as far as I'm concerned. At least not today. Tintail, stay with us.
I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.